主内弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。让我们一起聆听神赐给我们的宝贵话语。约翰福音第十六章第七节：然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，宝贵师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因他们不信我，为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。为审判是因为这世界的王受了审判。读经到此。
我们谢谢黎晴弟兄带领我们读这段经文。我们这时候要用点时间，我们来祷告。如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来；不方便的话，就请坐在原位上。让我们同心来祷告。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们在天上慈爱的父神，天父，我们实在要感谢你，感谢你让我们能够有这样的一个宝贵的权柄，能够无时不刻的都来到你的施恩宝座前来求恩。早晨我们再次的来到你的面前的时候，天父，求主你来帮助我们，让我们众人都能够从心里面来查验自己有什么得罪你、得罪人的地方，好叫我们从心里面来认错，让我们悔改，让我们因着这样能够经历耶稣基督宝血再次的洗清，好叫我们能够守节心清，坦然无惧的来朝见你，来亲近你。我们求主引领我们一下这段时间，让我们的祷告能够达到你面前。天父，我们感谢你，你让我们饱受你的恩典，你让我们能够活在这国泰民安的国度里面，你也让我们都能够在各样所需用的没有缺欠。我们感谢你，虽然我们有的时候会面对一些的不顺利的状况，但是我们知道你的恩典够我们用。我们实在要求主你帮助你的儿女们，无论我们所经历的是什么，无论我们是经历身体的就是欠安，或者是我们在生活中有其他一些不平的遭遇，一些的苦楚忧患，让我们都晓得我们有一个能够让我们依靠的全能真神来帮助我们。因此让我们不惧怕，让我们按着你的美意来面对一切，让我们借着你的给我们的恩典来度过一切，让我们在经历这一切的时候，让我们真的是为着义的缘故来承受这些苦楚的时候，让我们有能力来见证你，让我们真的是成为你美好的一个见证。求主继续的施恩典帮助我们。主，我们要求主来带领我们每一个弟兄姐妹，让我们看重你所看重的。我们求主让每一个弟兄姐妹都能够按着自己所能所需要的来参加我们各个不同的祷告的聚会，让我们在祷告中不但是私下的祷告，让我们一起在聚会中的公祷，我们都聚集在一起，让我们都有一个完全依靠你的心，让你来引领我们度过每一天每一秒每一刻的生活，好叫我们能够紧紧的跟随你，好叫我们能够行在你的心意的里面。也求主继续的帮助我们，让我们不放松对你话语的追求，因为唯有你的话语能够引导我们行走前面的道路。天父，你帮助弟兄姐妹，让我们 不会在灵修、在读你的话语的事情上怠慢，而是让我们勤于追求更多的认识，以致我们能够更明白你的心意，行在你的心意的里面。天父，我们也把我们来临的这个圣经营继续交托，我们感谢主，从开始一直到现在，你都施恩保守，带领我们整个的筹备的工作。我们继续的把我们的这个联合圣经营的委员们都交托，我们求主你继续的赐恩典给伟亮执事还有林康传道，让他们有智慧带领的筹备的工，推行这筹备的工作。我们也为这我们华语崇拜的营长顺文弟兄还有副营长志龙弟兄也向你求恩。天父，求主你帮助他们，特别是早晨我们有这个出发前的简报，你让他们有智慧清楚的来做这报告，也让他们有智慧的来回应弟兄姐妹的问题，好叫一切都能够安排妥当，好叫我们能够真的是有一个顺利的行程到营地，好叫我们在营地的那几天也能够有美好的团契生活。不但是这样，我们更是由你的话语来当中来被传讲，我们更是求主你帮助你的仆人们，无论是杜祥和牧师、郭全佑牧师还有杨文强传道，他们都要传讲这主题的信息。我们也求主你帮助许林康传道还有孩子，让我们在成根的时候也能够用你的话语来勉励弟兄姐妹。主，我们把这一切交你圣手中。天父，求主你来借着这个营会再次的大大的赐福给我们每一个弟兄姐妹。天父，我们再次的把早晨这段思想你话语的时间也继续交你圣手中。我们求主你的灵再次的充满你的仆人郭全佑牧师，让他站在讲台上的时候，让他被你的灵来约束，让他所讲的句句都是从你的话语而来，让他所讲的都是你的心意，让你的心意进入我们众人心里，让这一切都能够成为我们灵命的一个改变的一个因素。我们求主施恩典你帮助你的仆人，我们也求主你使用丽梅姐妹，让她能够清楚的翻译，让我们听只听华语的弟兄姐妹也能够一样的领受真道。主，我们求主你帮助我们，让我们坐着听的时候，让我们乃是用心来领受，好像我们真的是能够被你的话语来改变，让我们都能够愿意，不单是愿意听，更是愿意遵行你的话语。我们将这段时间恭敬交你圣手中，将感恩祷告乃是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿们。好，会众请坐。我们这时候就请郭全牧师上台来我们传讲今早的信息，他所要讲的是圣灵与义。我们请丽梅前面来翻译。
Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
Just under 2 weeks ago, there was an accident outside of this church.
那么在两个星期前呢，我们教会外面呢发生了一起车祸。
One of our kindergarten teachers was crossing the road to the bus stop.
那么有一个在我们幼儿园教书的老师呢，他正当时呢要过马路到对面的这个车站去。
She had the right of way.
那么他是可以过的，因为那个时候应该是绿人的那个灯。
But there was a taxi who was turning right as well.
可是当时候呢，有一辆德士呢要转右。
The taxi driver was impatient.
那么这个德士司机呢，他就非常的没有耐心。
He wanted to.Pass through before she finished crossing.
他要在这个老师呢，过完这个马路之前呢，就转右。
And so our kindergarten teacher was banged by the back, and she flew.
结果呢，这个德士司机这个德士呢，就撞到了这个老师的背后，然后老师就被撞飞了。
Thank God her injuries were not serious.
感谢主，这个老师的伤势并不严重。
She was able to stand up.
她还是能够站起来。
There were bruises on her palm and her legs.
她的手脚呢都有淤青。
The taxi driver came out and he admitted that he was wrong.
那么德士司机就下车，然后承认是他自己的错。
We live in a world where there is right and wrong.
所以我们知道我们活在这个世界呢是有这个错和对之分的。
When a person has done something wrong, he knows it.
那么一个人当他做错事的时候呢，他心里是知道的。
He doesn't have to be a believer to know that he has done wrong.
他不需要是一个信徒，也会知道说他自己是不是做错了。
We also know that what we do sometimes is also right.
那有时候我们也知道说有些我们所做的事情呢是对的。
When, as children, we obey our parents, we know that is right.
那当我们还是孩童的时候呢，我们顺服我们的父母，我们知道这么做是对的。
When we disobey our parents, we know that is wrong.
我们不听他们的话呢，我们就知道这么做是错的。
So what does the Bible mean when the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit is come, He will reprove the world of righteousness?
那么当圣经在说到呢，这个当保惠师来的时候，他要叫世人为义自己责备自己，意思是什么呢？
If there is already right and wrong on this earth, that means there is righteousness on this earth, isn't it true?
如果这个世界上呢有对错之分，是不是就是说这个世界是有义的存在呢？
Take our country Singapore as an example.
我们拿新加坡作为一个例子。
We have a country with a lot of laws.
我们这个国家呢是有非常多的这个律法的法律。
You obey the law, you are right.
你遵守这个法律的话呢，你就是做对了。
The law cannot touch you.
这个法律就不能将你制裁。
If the law says you drive within 80 kilometers per hour, you are right.
那如果法律规定呢，你在这条马路上只能行驶你的这个车速必须是每小时80公里的话，如果你这么做的话呢，你就是对的了。
And so if you are driving below 80 kilometers per hour, then you are driving correctly according to the speed limit.
那如果你的车速是比这个每小时80公里还要低的话呢，那么你做的就是对的了。
If you drive faster than 80 kilometers per hour, then you are wrong.
但是如果你超过这每小时80公里的时速呢，你就是错了。
When the Bible speaks of without the Holy Spirit coming, there will be no conviction of righteousness, what exactly does that mean?
那圣经告诉我们呢，如果保惠师也就是圣灵没有来的话呢，人就没有这个就不会就是不会认识到义。那个意思是什么呢？
It does not mean that there is no right, no wrong on this earth.
这并不表示说这个世界上没有对错之分。
Even if the Holy Spirit does not come, even if the Lord Jesus Christ does not come,There will still be right and wrong on this earth.
即便是圣灵没有来，耶稣没有来，这个世界上还是有对错之分的。
Do you know that even before God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses in Exodus 20, there were already certain commandments in some countries?
那么你知道在这个出埃及记二十章呢，当神耶和华把这个十诫给了这个摩西之前呢，当时候的一些列国呢，他们已经有一些诫命了。
Archaeologists have discovered in old Babylon some of their laws in Babylon.
那么考古学家呢，在巴比伦国呢，就发现当时的巴比伦是有他们自己的法律的。
And these discoveries were earlier than Exodus 20.
那他们发现这个巴比伦的法律呢的时间，这个时间呢是早过这个出埃及记二十章的。
And they found that one of the laws that they had in that country was you are not allowed to steal.
那其中一条巴比伦的这个法律呢，就是说你不能够偷窃。
So before there was the Ten Commandments, the people knew that it was wrong to take somebody else's belonging.
所以也就是说呢，在耶和华颁布这个十诫之前呢，当时的人们已经知道说偷窃是一个不法的行为了。
Of course, their laws were very twisted and distorted.
当然我们知道巴比伦的法律呢是已经被曲解的了。
Some of them are fine, some of them are bad.
有一些法律呢是合理的，有一些却是错误的。
For example, they also had a law concerning marriage and divorce.
比如说巴比伦呢，他们也有一条法律呢是关乎婚姻的。
If a man charges the wife for committing adultery.
那如果一个丈夫呢，他就是因为他的妻子犯了奸淫罪，然后他就控诉他的妻子。
And the wife says, "No, I did not."
但是如果他的妻子否认的话
，The old Babylonian law says this.
那么这个巴比伦的法律是这样的
：He will take the wife and go to the court.
那么这个做丈夫的呢，就要到法院去呢起诉他的妻子。
And then if she keeps on denying that she is innocent.
那如果这个妻子呢，继续否认自己是就是继续坚持自己是清白的话。
This will be the test to see whether she is guilty or innocent.
那他们就必须经过一项试验。
The court will tie up the wife.
这个法院呢，他们就会把这个做妻子的呢绑起来。
Her hands and her legs are all tied up.
她的手脚都会被绑起来。
Then they will carry her.
然后他们就会把她带到。
And then they will take her to the river Euphrates.
那么他们就会把这个妻子绑着手脚的妻子呢带到这个幼发拉底河
or the river Tigris
或者是另一条河
the water is very fast flowing and it has a lot of crocodile
那么这两条河呢的水是非常急速的而且水里呢有很多的这个鳄鱼
and they will throw her inside
他们就会把这个做妻子的呢丢进这个河里
if she does not drown
如果他没有被淹死的话
or if the crocodile doesn't eat her up,
或者没有被这个鳄鱼吃掉的话
and she survives,
如果他生存下来的话
then she is not guilty.
就证明他是无辜的
if she drowns or gets eaten by the crocodile, then she is guilty.
如果他淹死了或者被鳄鱼吃掉了那么就证明他是有罪的
now the husband can marry another wife.
这样如果他的妻子是有罪的话这个做丈夫的就可以再娶
you think that's a good law?
你认为这条法律是好的吗
this is a terrible law.
这是一个非常可怕的法律
so in the country that we are living in even right now there are laws
所以我们看到我们现在所住的这个新加坡呢它也有自己的法律
but the problem is this
但是问题是
what is legalIn one country, may be illegal in another country.
在某个国家是合法的这个条规呢，到了另外一个国家或许是不合法的。
So what is right in Australia, for example, for a 13-year-old to read a pornographic magazine is a crime in Singapore.
比如说在澳洲呢法律是规定说13岁或以上的这个青少年如果他们读色情杂志的话呢是合法的但是到了新加坡呢这却是非法的
In Singapore you can go to jail you will be fine
因为在新加坡呢你可能呢会被罚款或者坐监牢
So we live in a world where there is right and wrong
所以我们知道我们活在的这个世界呢是有对错之分的
Even though the Bible says we are totally depraved, it doesn't mean that we are crazy.
虽然圣经说我们都是有罪的，但是我们并不是没有理智的。
God made man in His image.
因为神是按着自己的形象造人的。
So even after man sinned against God, the image of God in man is not destroyed.
所以虽然当人犯罪了，但是神的形象在人里面呢，还是没有被摧毁的。
It is true that there are many abuses.On this earth,
我们知道在这个世界上呢，有许多滥用法律的这个情况。
There are a lot of evil people on this earth.
这个世界上呢，也有很多的恶人。
But even though man may be totally depraved, man can still come up with some laws to regulate society.
所以虽然人类是堕落的，但是他们仍然能够制定一些法律呢，来管理这个世界。
And so if you do right. In certain countries, the country will honor you.
所以当你在某一个国家呢做对了一些事情呢，这个国家呢就会就是称赞你，荣耀你。
If a man gives $100 million to build a hospital in a third world country，
如果一个有钱的人呢，他花了$100 million呢，在一个第三世界国家呢，建造一个医院。
They will build a big monument to remember him。
他们就会造一个非常大的纪念碑来纪念这个这个慈善家。
Is it a right thing to do？
这是做对了吗
？Is it not true that what he has done is right？
那么这个富人呢，他所做的的确是正确的事。
We all will agree that it is right。
我们都会同意他做对了。
A soldier jumped in front of a grenade and then he died。To save his friends, that is a righteous act.
那如果一个士兵呢，为了救他的这个同僚呢，而抢过那个手榴弹，然后自己被炸死的，他所做的呢也是对的。
He sacrificed himself for his friends.
他为了他的同僚呢，牺牲了自己。
That is a righteous act. Don't you agree?
这是义举。
You give your life to live in the slums to help the poor.To help the sick, that is a righteous act to do.
那如果你放弃自己奢华的生活呢，住在贫民窟里，帮助这些贫困的人、有病的人，这么做呢，也算是义举。
But the righteousness that the Bible speaks of here is not the right or wrong that is of this earth.
但是圣经里面所说的这个义呢，并不是这个世界所谓的对和错。
The issue is whether what man does.On this earth is righteous enough for him to enter into heaven.
问题就在于人呢，在这个世界上所做的所有的一切作为呢，是否是即使是做对了，但是他是否足以让他进入天堂？
When a man gives his life for his friend, is that good enough for him to enter heaven?
那当一个人为了朋友而牺牲呢，他的这样的一个举动是否足以让他上天堂呢？
When a man gives his life to look after the poor and the sick, is that good enough for the person to go to heaven?
当一个人呢，他奉献自己的生命呢，去照顾贫困的人、有病的人，那么他所做的这一切呢，是不是足以让他能够上天堂呢？
If a person gives $100 million to build a hospital or an orphanage, is that good enough for him to enter heaven?
当一个人他奉献这个$100 million呢，来去建一座医院或者一个孤儿院，他的这个举动是不是足以让他上天堂呢？
You and I may say that he has done something better than me.
我们或许会说，哎，这个人他所做的一切呢，比我所做的更好。
But is that good enough for God to open the door of heaven for him to come in?
但是他所做的一切足以让神打开天堂的门来邀请他进入天堂吗？
This is what God says.
这是神的话语。
Isaiah 64 verse 6.
就在以赛亚书第64章第6节。
But we are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away.
我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
God says that the righteousness of the world are as filthy rags to him.
神告诉我们说，我们在这个世界上所行的义举呢，都像污秽的衣服一样。
A man who gave his $100 million, filthy rags from God's perspective.
捐出$100 million做善事的人呢，对于在神的眼里呢，对是污秽的衣服。
A man who gave his life serving the poor and the sick, filthy rags in the sight of God.
那么奉献自己的生命照顾贫困有病的人呢，这个人的举动呢，在神的眼里也是污秽的衣服。
A man who gave his life to save his friends, also filthy rags in the sight of God.
牺牲自己的生命来拯救他的朋友的这个人呢，在神的眼里呢，也是污秽的衣服。
All our righteousness, not some of our righteousness.
这里说所有的义，也就是我们所做的所有对的事情都是如此。
So the Bible does acknowledge that man can have righteousness.
所以圣经 的确他肯定了说人是可以有义举的。
But it is not good enough.
但是这个义呢却不足以让我们上天堂。
And so the Bible says, we all do fade as a leaf. We will die like a leaf.
所以圣经在以赛亚书64章6节继续告诉我们说我们都像叶子一样渐渐枯干我们都会死去。
And all our iniquities like the wind have taken us away.
而我们的罪孽就好像风一样把我们吹去。
You see how a leaf that has fallen off a tree turns brown, dries up, the wind comes, blows it away. That's our life.
你可以想象 一片叶子呢它枯萎了它就掉落了然后它就变黄变成干枯然后风一吹来就将它吹走了这就是我们的生命。
If Jesus Christ did not come to this earth,
如果主耶稣基督没有来到这个世界
He did not go to the cross and die for the sins of the world.
如果他没有为这个世人的罪呢死在十字架上
Then the Holy Spirit or the Comforter has no ministry, he cannot come.
那么圣灵或这个保惠师呢就在这个世界就没有事工了。
But when he is come, he will reprove the world of righteousness.
但是当圣灵来的时候呢他就要世人呢为义自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit will tell the world that your righteousness is like filthy rags in the sight of God.
圣灵会告诉世人说你们的义举呢你们的义呢在神的眼里呢都是肮脏污秽的衣服
You must have the righteousness that God gives to you.
你必须有这个神所赐给你的义。
This righteousness cannot be bought with money.
这个义呢是用钱买不到的。
Do you know what righteousness means?
所以这个义意思到底是什么呢?
The righteousness that God demands from every one of us is that he has never seen before in his life.
这个义神要我们有的拥有的这个义呢
When we are born into this world, we are born sinners.
是要我们呢是永远从来都不犯罪的而我们人呢一诞生在这个世界上呢就是已经犯了罪了。
When we begin to exist inside our mother's womb, we are already sinners.
当我们存在的时候在我们母亲的肚腹里面的时候呢我们已经是一个罪人了。
And that is why when a man gives his $100 million to build a hospital and an orphan or an orphanage, he is a sinner.
所以当一个人即使他捐出一亿元呢去建这个医院建这个孤儿院呢他仍然是一个罪人。
And everything he did is tainted by the sin in his life.
所以他所做的一切事情呢都是沾有这个罪的。
His hands are sinful.
他的手也是有罪的。
Everything that he touches, stained by sin.
他所碰触的东西都是沾有罪的。
The man who gave his life for his friends, he's also a sinner.
为别人牺牲而死的这个人呢，他也是个罪人。
That's why God says, it is not that what you have done is not right, it is very right.
那么主说，你所做的呢，是对的。
But because you are already a sinner when you do all these things,They are now like filthy rags in the sight of God.
但是因为你是罪人，所以即便你做了对的事情呢，这一切义举呢，在神的眼里都是污秽的衣服。
Because the righteousness that the Bible speaks of means that you and I have never done anything sinful.
因为圣经告诉我们的，要我们所拥有的这个义呢，意思就是说，要我们在生命中从来没有犯罪。
God must somehow take away the sin that is in us.
所以神必须清除我们心里的罪。
We have two kinds of sins.
那我们有两种罪。
We have the sins that is given to us by the first Adam.
一个罪呢是我们从我们的始祖亚当那边自古就有的。
That's why we are all born sinners.
也就是说我们生来就有的这个罪。
Then when you grow up to become a personWho can make decision? Now you commit willful sin.
那么当你成长后能够自己做决定之后呢你所犯的罪呢是有意志的这个罪。
All of us have these two kinds of sins.
所以我们都有这两种罪。
Sin from Adam and willful sin.
一种是就是与生俱来就是从这个亚当那边就继承了的罪。另外一种呢就是自我意识的去犯罪。
How do we know that babies are sinners?
那我们怎么知道一个婴儿也是罪人呢？
How do we know that grown-ups are sinners?
我们怎么知道一个成人也是罪人呢？
The Bible says that we die.
圣经告诉我们说我们都会死。
The fact that we die tells us that we are sinners.
那么会死的这个事实呢就告诉我们我们都是罪人。
That's what Isaiah 64 verse 6 says.
这就是以赛亚书64章6节所说的。
We are like the leaf.
我们就像叶子一样。
That is dried up and the wind blows it away.
我们会渐渐枯干然后我们的罪孽就会像风一样把我们吹走。
You and I know that's true.
我们知道这是事实。
Because of sin, that's why we die.
因为罪，所以我们会死。
Do babies die?
那么婴儿会不会死呢？
Babies also die.
婴儿也会死。
The youngest that I buried was a six-month-old baby.
那我就曾经为一个六个月大的这个婴儿呢，就是主理了这个葬礼。
There is a small corner in Choa Chu Kang Cemetery where babies are all buried there.
那么在蔡厝港这个坟场的一个角落呢，就有埋葬了许多的这个婴儿。
When you go there, you look at all these tiny little tombstones.
那么
it breaks your heart.
如果你到那边去看到这些非常小的这些墓碑呢，你的心里肯定会很难过的。
You and I know that sometimes babies also die inside the mother's womb before they are born.
那我们也知道有些婴儿还没有出世就胎死腹中了。
Therefore we know that babies inside the mother's womb are also sinners because they also die.
所以我们知道呢在胎里面的这个胎儿呢如果他死了他也是有罪的。
And this is what the Holy Spirit comes to convict us of.
而这就是圣灵要来让我们认罪的这个意义了。
That there is no one righteous on this earth.
因为这个世界上没有义人。
All the righteousness done by man on this earth, they cannot be good enough to bring man into heaven.
因为这世界上所有的人所行的义举呢，都不足够让他们上天堂。
I hope you realize this.
我希望大家能够明白这一点。
That means if all of us were to die in our sin, we end up in hell.
也就是说，如果我们在罪里而死的话，我们就要下到地狱去。
This is the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
这就是这个圣灵要来这个世上所做的事工了。
If this is what the Holy Spirit will do only, we are in trouble.
那如果圣灵只是为此要让我们认识到我们没有义的话呢，我们就惨了。
There is no hope.
因为我们就没有盼望了。
What is there when we live on this earth, we will die.
那如果我们活在这个世界上，我们会死。
And we will all end up in hell.
那我们会死，死后下到地狱去的话。
Imagine a world that is like this without hope.
你想象这个没有盼望的世界。
What is the point of living?
那我们还活着干什么呢?
You live 80, 90, even 900 years, you will still die.
即便你活80岁、90岁、甚至是900岁,你还是会一死。
Is that the only conviction of the Holy Spirit concerning righteousness?
那圣灵的事工是不是只仅仅在于我们要让我们认识到我们没有义呢?
That there is no righteousness on this earth, that we are all doomed to end up in hell?
他是不是仅仅只要让我们看到说我们没有义,我们要下到地狱去呢?
Thank God there is verse 10.
我们感谢神,我们给了我们第十节。
God says, I want to give this righteousness to everyone.
神在第十节说,我要把这个义赐给每个人。
This is a righteousness from God.
这个义呢是来自神的。
This is the righteousness that has been made possible by God to give to us.
这个义呢是神赐给我们的。
Because of what the Bible says in verse 10.
就是在第十节神如此说。
Jesus says, because I go to my Father.
耶稣说是因我往父那里去。
Where was Jesus going?
那么耶稣要去哪里呢?
Can Jesus just come onto this earth?Be born of a baby and then go straight up to the Father?
那么主耶稣基督能不能就是诞生在这个世界上作为一个婴儿然后成长然后就随即就上到天堂去回到父那里去呢?
If he had done that, his work will not be enough to save us.
如果他就这样直接的回到父那里去呢他所做的事工呢就不足以拯救我们了。
Jesus Christ came, he must go to the cross.
那主耶稣基督来他必须死在十字架上。
He must die on the cross.
他必须为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And before he was crucified, he had to suffer for us.
那么他在被钉之前呢，他必须为我们受苦。
They call him the King of the Jews.
他们称他为犹太人的王。
But they did not mean it.
但是他们心里并不是这么想。
They laugh and they mock him.
他们这么做是嘲笑他。
And so they made a crown of thorns and pushed it down his head.
他们做了一个荆棘的冠冕，压在他的头上。
With blood flowing all over his face, and they said, "Come on, call yourself king."
那么血就从他的头流到他的脸上，然后他们就嘲笑他说：“你就称自己为王吧。”
They put a purple robe on him.
他们为他披上紫色的袍。
In those days, kings wear purple.
那因为紫色呢是这个王的颜色。
They punch him.
他们还殴打他。
They tore his back apart.
他们撕裂他的背。
And then they crucified him.
然后他们就把他钉死在十字架上。
They took away his garments. He was crucified naked, the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们说他是裸着上身呢被钉在十字架上的。
And then while Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, Jesus Christ said, "It is finished."
那么当主耶稣基督在呼最后一口气的时候呢，他说成了。
That's what this phrase "because I go to my Father" means.
这就是这一句话在第十节说因我往父那里去的意思了。
I go back to my father by the way of the cross.
我也就是说主耶稣基督回到父那里去呢是按着这个十字架的道路。
This is the only way that the righteousness of God can be given to sinners.
只有这么做呢这个义才能够赐给每一个罪人。
Because Jesus Christ when he went through all the suffering and the crucifixion,He bore the punishment for your sins and for my sins.
因为当主耶稣基督在十字架上被钉在十字架上之前受难还有被钉死在十字架上的这个过程呢他是为我们担当了我们罪的这个惩罚。
God cannot just simply give us his righteousness.
因为神不能只是这么单单的只是就这样给我们他的义。
Because you and I we are all still sinners.
因为我们仍然是罪人。
We all have many, many sins.
我们仍然有很多很多的罪。
We have the sins from Adam and we committed many sins.
我们有从这个亚当那边来的这个罪我们在生命里面也犯了自己有意识的去犯的罪。
We committed the sins of the mind.
我们脑袋里面呢犯了许多的罪。
We committed the sin of the heart.
我们的心怀意念都犯了罪。
We committed the sin of our hands.
我们也用手犯了罪。
We committed the sin with our mouth, with our words.
我们所说的话我们用口也犯了罪。
We are all covered by sin.
我们里里外外都是罪。
How can God just simply give us righteousness like that? We are all full of sin.
我们这么充满着罪神怎么样可以就这样简单的赐给我们义呢？
Righteousness can only be given to someone who has never sinned before.
因为义只能赐给那些没有犯罪的人。
God cannot do that.
所以神不能这么做。
To give the sinners like ourselves is righteousness.
不能就这样单单简单的就把义赐给我们这些罪人。
If God had done that, then God too would have sinned.
因为如果神这么轻易的把义赐给罪人的话呢，那么他自己也做错了。
Because God's law and God's holiness demands that sinners be punished.
因为神的义、神的圣洁呢，神的律法呢，要求这些罪人呢都要得到审判。
You don't give them righteousness.
所以你不能只是这么轻易的就把义赐给罪人。
You give them punishment.
你要赐给罪人的呢是这个惩罚。
You send all of them to hell.
要将这些所有的罪人呢都下到地狱去。
That is what the holiness and the justice of God demands.
因为神是公义的，神是圣洁的。
And we all know that we deserve it.
我们也知道这是我们配得的下场。
We know that God should never give me righteousness because I know I'm a sinner.
我们知道自己是罪人，神不我们不配得着神的义。
But God says I want to give them my righteousness.
可是神说他要赐给我们他的义。
But how to give them the righteousness?
可是要怎么把这个义赐给这世人呢？
God sent Jesus Christ to die for you and for me.
所以神就差遣了主耶稣基督为你的罪和我的罪而死。
God said to God the Son, "Will you take the punishment of the world on your body?"
圣父问圣子说：“你是否愿意把这个世人的罪呢担当在你的身体上呢？”
Jesus Christ said yes.
那主耶稣基督说我愿意。
That's why he came down onto this earth.
所以主耶稣基督就来到了这个世上。
That's why now he says that I go to my father.
所以他完成了他事工之后呢，他说我往父那里去。
Because that is when his work on earth to die for your sins and my sins was completed.
因为他已经完成了担当我们罪的这个事工了。
That's why he told the disciples as far back as John chapter 13 that I have to go to the cross.
所以他在约翰福音第十三章就告诉他的这个门徒说我必须钉在十字架上。
The disciples were very troubled.
他的门徒呢就感到非常的烦恼。
They did not want Jesus Christ to go to the cross.
感到非常的忧愁，因为他们不愿意他们的主被钉在十字架上。
But Jesus Christ must go to the cross.
但是主耶稣基督必须被钉在十字架上。
Or else you will have no righteousness.
否则你和我都没有义了。
The world will have no righteousness at all.
这个世界也不会有义了。
The righteousness that is good enough to bring them to heaven.
而这个义呢是可以把我们带到天堂的义。
But now Jesus Christ did go to the cross.
而我们知道主耶稣基督确实也为我们的罪死在十字架上
了。And God raised him from the dead.
而神也将他从死里复活了。
And now Jesus Christ has gone back to the Father.
而现在呢，主耶稣基督呢已经回到父那里去。
His work is done.
他的事工已经完成了。
Now the righteousness of God is made available to the whole world.
现在神的义呢已经就是要赐给罪人了。
And so the Holy Spirit will convict us that the world has no righteousness.
所以圣灵要告诉我们说，这个世界上是没有义的。
They are like filthy rags in the sight of God.
因为我们所谓的义呢，世人所谓的义呢，在神的眼里只是污秽的衣服。
They are good enough for man, but not good enough for God to bring you into heaven.
对人来说，所谓的义举呢，不足以让我们上到天堂去。
But the Holy Spirit will also bring another conviction.
但圣灵也要让我们认识到。
That if you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Lord and as your Savior, God will give you His righteousness.
如果我们归向主耶稣，接受他作为我们救主的话呢，神就会把神的义呢赐给我们。
If you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, God raised Him from the dead for your justification. God says, "I will give you this righteousness."
那如果你相信主耶稣基督为了你的罪而死，而神呢将他从死里复活，好叫你称义的话呢，你就能够得着这个来自神的义了。
This work of Jesus Christ happened 2,000 years ago.
而主耶稣基督所为我们完成的事工呢，是在2000年前就完成了。
That's why he said to the disciples, "You will see me no more."
所以他告诉他的门徒说，你们就不再见我了。
My work on earth is done.
因为我在这世上的事工已经完成了。
You will see Jesus no more in this earthen mortal body.
你不会在这个地球上呢，再看到主耶稣的这个躯体了。
Oh, they will see Jesus again 3 days after he died.
但他们在主耶稣基督死后三天呢，又看到主耶稣了。
But it will be the Jesus with the glorified body.
但是他们所看到的主耶稣呢，是有着一个荣耀的躯体的。
They will be there to see Jesus Christ goes up to heaven.
这门徒呢，也会亲眼看见呢主耶稣升天。
What Jesus meant here, you will see me no more in this mortal flesh.
那么主耶稣基督在第十节说，你们就不再见我了，意思就是说你们不会再见到我在这个属世的这个身体里了。
To tell us that his work is done.
意思就是说他在这世上的这个事工已经完成了。
All you and I need to do is to confess our sins before God, before the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们所要做的呢，就是在神和主耶稣基督的面前来认罪悔改。
And ask Jesus Christ to save us.
然后求主耶稣基督来拯救我们。
And ask God to forgive us of all our sins through Jesus Christ our Lord.
求神呢，借着主耶稣基督的宝血呢，原谅我们一切的罪。
And to know that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has taken away all my sins.
好叫我们知道主耶稣基督的宝血已经洁净了我们一切的罪。
The sin that we receive from Adam also wash away.
而我们从亚当那边继承而来的这个罪呢，也会被洗净。
The sins that we committed in the past all washed away.
我们自己有意识所犯的罪呢，也神也会通过主的宝血呢来洗净。
The sins that we will commit after that also wash away.
我们所过去所犯的罪，未来所犯的罪呢，主耶稣基督的宝血都能够洁净。
That is how wonderful what Jesus Christ has done for us is.
这就是主耶稣基督为我们所做的事工的奇妙之处了。
So what happens when I sin after I become a believer?
那如果我作为做成了信徒之后又犯罪了怎么办呢？
Will God take back his righteousness?
那神会不会把他赐给我的义又取走呢？
No, God will not do that.
不会的，神不会这么做。
Once the righteousness of God is given to his children, it will be his children forever.
那么一旦神把他的义赐给他的子民之后呢，他的子民就永远是他的儿女。
If God says, well, once you sin, I take back the righteousness, then one moment we are born again, one moment we are not born again. One moment we are his children, one moment we are his enemies.
那如果我们一旦犯了罪呢，神就把他赐给我们的义拿走的话呢，那我们就会一时呢是重生了，一时又是不重生了，一时是神的儿女，下一刻呢又不是神的儿女了。
Once you become a child of God, you will always be a child of God.
但是神告诉我们说，一旦我们成了神的儿女呢，我们就永远是他的儿女。
His righteousness is yours forever.
这个神所赐给我们的义呢，将永远是我们的了。
You mean even after I sin, God will not take back His righteousness? Yes.
你或许会问，难道我如果犯罪的话，神也不会取走这个义吗？答案是对的。
So does that mean I can now sin all I want?
那你或许会问，这就是说我可以继续犯罪咯。
You think a born again believer will want to do that?
但是一个重生的这个神的儿女呢，是不会这么做的。
You mean a truly born again person who knows that Jesus Christ has to die for your sin will want to sin?
一个真正重生的基督徒，他知道主耶稣基督是为了他的罪而死，他就不会再继续犯罪了。
He will never want to do that.
他永远都不会想这么做。
So what happens when I sin after salvation?
那如果我被救赎之后我又犯罪了怎么办呢？
God will never break the relationship with you.
我们要记得神是永远不会与我们断绝关系的。
You will always be his children.
我们永远是他的儿女。
If you have truly accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior with all your heart, the righteousness of God is yours forever.
如果你诚心诚意的接受主耶稣作为你的救主的话，神的义就是永远属于你的了。
What happens is God will not hear your prayers.
那如果我们继续犯罪的话会怎么样呢？这个就是这个情况，就是神不会再聆听你的祷告。
If you sin and you do not want to ask God to forgive you of your sin, God says it is not the relationship but the fellowship that is affected.
那么如果你犯了罪然后不愿意向神悔改的话呢，受影响的不是你和神的这个关系，而是你和神的这个团契。
That's what Psalm 66 verse 18 says.
这也就是诗篇66篇第18节所说的。
If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear your prayers.
如果你祷告的话呢，心里还是充满罪的话，神就不会聆听你的祷告了。
You can't pray for yourself.
因为你没有办法为自己祷告。
You can't pray for your friends.
你也不能为别人代祷。
You can't pray for your parents, your children.
如果你也不能够为你的孩子你的父母祷告。
So you are useless to everyone.
这么来说呢，你对所有的人来说都是无用的了。
If I hold on to my sin and did not want God to take away my sin, even as a child of God, my prayer for all of you is useless.
所以如果我成了基督徒之后我犯罪了但是不愿意悔改的话，我即便是为了大家祷告，我的祷告也是无用的。
That's why if I am born again and I have the righteousness of God, I want to be still right with God all the days of my life.
所以如果我已经重生了，我有了神的义的话，我就会想办法，就是我就会努力的要做一个义人。
I do not want to have any sin in my life.
我不愿意这个生命里面有任何的罪。
I don't want bitterness.
我心里也不愿意有这样的痛苦。
I don't want to have an unforgiving spirit.
我心里我也不愿意有一个不宽恕别人的心。
I don't want to commit any kind of sin.
我不愿意犯任何的罪。
Because God has made me right in Jesus Christ.
因为神已经使我在耶稣的眼里呢成为义了。
How can I now willfully want to do wrong?
那我怎么可以有意识的继续犯罪呢？
The Holy Spirit will convict me of this righteousness.
因为圣灵会让我认识到我有这个神的义。
And by the grace and mercies of God, I now must always want to do what is right.
那么靠着神的恩典和怜悯呢，我成为基督徒之后呢，就要努力的做对的事。
And what is right is found in God's word.
那么什么是对的呢？就是按着神的话语去行事。
That's why it is so important to study God's word.
所以要读神的话语呢，是非常重要的。
And when you live your life according to the Bible, you know you are living a life of righteousness.
那如果你按着圣经的话语，神的话语呢来过活的话，你就知道你的生命呢是圣洁的了。
This is what it means when the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit is come, He will reprove, rebuke the world of righteousness.
所以我们知道圣灵来了，他要叫世人为义自己责备自己的意思就是这样了。
The world has no righteousness that is good enough for heaven.
因为这个世界没有一个义呢是足以让我们上天堂的。
God wants us to be in heaven.
但是神要我们上天堂。
And so God says, I will give you the righteousness that is only found in Jesus Christ to all of you so that you can go to heaven.
所以神要赐给我们只有在主耶稣基督里面才得着的这个义，要赐给我们好叫我们能够上天堂去。
Do you have this righteousness?
那你有这个属神的义吗？
If you have truly accepted Jesus Christ from your heart as your Lord and your Savior, the righteousness is yours.
那如果你已经诚心诚意的去接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主的话呢，那么这个属神的义呢就是属于你的了。
Show it by living a life that is right before God and before all men.
那我们要在人和神的面前呢都过一个圣洁的生命，好叫我们能显明这个义。
Right in thinking.
我们的思想呢是要正确的。
Right in motive, in heart.
我们的动机也应该是纯正的。
Right in what you do with your hands.
我们用手所做的一切事呢也要是正确的。
Right in where you go with your feet.
那你的双脚带你所到之处呢也是要神所应许的。
Last but not least, right with what you say with your mouth.
最后呢也就是你所说的话呢也要是对的。
Is this the righteousness that you have in Jesus Christ?
那你所拥有的义是不是主耶稣里面的义呢？
May the Holy Spirit of God bring conviction to all our hearts.
愿圣灵感动我们的心。
That we may know that we have this righteousness in Christ Jesus.
好叫我们知道我们在主耶稣基督里已经得着了义。
And we show this by the way that we live.
我们要用我们的生命来显明这一点。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、慈爱、怜悯的圣天父。
May Thy Holy Spirit speak to all our hearts.
愿神你的圣灵呢感动我们的心。
Help us to know that only when we truly believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior can we have this righteousness.
让我们知道只有在诚心诚意接受主耶稣基督成为我们救主之后呢，我们才能得着这个属神的义。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主宽恕我们一切的罪。
The sin of the heart, the sin of the mind, the sin of the words, the sin of our deeds.
我们的心怀意念，我们的言行举止上所犯的罪，求你宽恕。
Cleanse us of all our sins by Christ's precious blood.
求神你用主耶稣基督的宝血来洁净我们的罪。
That we may not only be right with thee, but we will also do right before thee and before all men.
叫我们不仅是能够在你面前称义，也要在你面前和在人的面前都做对的事情。
Thank you, Lord, for this righteousness that you have given to all your children.
我们感谢你赐给我们的这属神的义。
Help us to be comforted with this wonderful truth.
求主帮助我们因着这个真理而得着安慰。
That all our sins have been forgiven by God through Christ.
因为我们知道我们的罪借着主耶稣基督已经得着赦免了。
And this righteousness that we receive from thee is good enough to bring us to heaven.
而我们从你那里得着的义呢足以让我们上天堂。
Fill our hearts with gratitude and with thanksgiving.
求主充满用感恩让我们有一颗感恩的心。
And to live for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们每一天要为主耶稣基督而活。
In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.